Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing, and joining us in studio this morning is Terry House, the one and only. Good morning.
Good morning.
Terry, you are the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harrison Terrace.
That's correct.
One of our American Senior Communities. And tell me, first of all, where is Harrison Terrace?
Harrison Terrace is located on the east side of Indianapolis. We're near 21st and Shadeland Avenue.
Okay, perfect. And you're here to talk with us this morning about something called dementia dialogues?
Correct.
Is that right? Dialoguing? Dialogues?
Our program is called Dementia Dialogues, a caregiving program.
What is this? This is new. This is a fairly new program, correct?
It is. It's not a new program. It's a new format for us. We've always offered a monthly support group for family members, and it's open to the community for persons who are dealing with a loved one with dementia. It was previously a support group, and we kind of got the feeling toward the end of last year that was intimidating. It was an intimidating title to people. They felt like maybe they had to contribute, and we really wanted it to be a learning and support and education program. So at the beginning of this year, we just renamed it. We attempt to bring information and education as well as support to persons who are dealing, you know, with a loved one with that diagnosis.
Yeah, I would imagine that it would be hard to get a group, no matter what size, of folks who have a loved one living with a dementia in a room without it being a support system.
Right.
I mean, like anything else, you get around people who are having like challenges or like joys, and you instantly have a connection. And
right. And there's a commonality there,
yeah,
that, you know, that everybody is, you know, everybody's at a different place in their journey. And, you know, we just want to make people comfortable and make them feel welcoming and kind of give them you know, a reason to say, oh, you know what? That's something I want to know more about. So
is this only for folks who have a loved one at Harrison Terrace?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's a community program. We, you know, try to get the word out to folks that it is, you know, an open community event. Anyone is welcome to come. And we do encourage families of our residents to come, particularly, you know, when they're new to our facility. And, you know,
sure,
it's a whole new experience for them. So
everything is transitional, I'm sure.
Correct.
So if I have a loved one living with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, why should I be coming to these dementia dialogues?
A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of stress involved with the caregiving. There's a lot of guilt involved. There's a lot of denial involved. And sometimes there's a lot of anger involved. And, you know, why can't mom or dad why can't they remember this? Why do they have to ask me this over and over again? Or, you know, I don't understand. And so
I'm so sorry, but I'm only imagining that there are so many folks that are listening right now to the show that when you say there's guilt, there's anger there, you know, I don't know that you said confusion, but you know, like the
sure
words you just used, I have no doubt that there are some people who are listening right now nodding their head yes. And so, you know, if you're one of those folks nodding your head yes, this is a great place for you to go and have a support and have education, which is
right,
key, right?
Right, right. We try each month to have, you know, a topic that is, you know, educational, informational, you know, around the support of persons with dementia. Sometimes it's, you know, just the dementia aging and staging process, you know, how people, you know, where people fit into some, you know, scale of dementia. We have folks come and present on elder law. We've had elder law attorneys. We have geriatric care managers who come. Our next meeting in April, our medical director, Dr. Monica Tegler, will be talking about advanced directives and things like that. Just things that are of particular importance to persons with, you know, coping with a dementia diagnosis of someone, but also just good information that, you know, people should, you know, should be aware of and kind of, you know, have some conversation starters and just try to, you know, provide some insight to people.
Sure. And it, you know what? Let's start communicating, Terry, about this stuff, too, because we will get this out to our families at Joy's House, to our caregivers as well, because I hear you saying they'd be invited to join.
And absolutely.
It'd be good for them to know about. If you're just joining us, we're listening, talking with Terry House, Director of Admissions and Marketing at Harrison Terrace and American Senior Communities. And we're talking about their Dementia Dialogues, which is support group kind of with a twist. A program for family caregivers. I have a couple questions about it. Is it an interactive evening?
It is interactive. The group starts at 6:30, and it's planned for about an hour. And the format that we typically have is 30 to 45 minutes of a presentation, information, you know, handouts from whomever is, you know, providing the program that evening. And then certainly time, you know, for questions and answers. And oftentimes the program itself is pretty interactive in that, you know, we'll be talking about perhaps activities or communication with someone, you know, who has dementia. And then we always, you know, welcome the folks who are with us that evening to share, you know, their journey. And, you know, oftentimes people are in all different places, maybe from someone newly diagnosed, you know, to someone in stage, and they can just talk about, you know, how things went for them. Because, you know, if you know one person with dementia, you know one person with dementia, not,
right.
You know, it's not a typical, you know, or an absolute process.
So this is one of my questions. You know, said that people have the opportunity to share. I've been to some of these support groups before where that one person, God love her, takes over the conversation. You know the one, it's okay, she needs that time, but you know, as someone else in the group, sometimes that can be frustrating.
Right.
I'm imagining you have a facilitator or someone that helps kind of pull the group back in if needed.
We do. You know, in addition to the actual presenter, our memory care facilitator is, you know, typically there. And, you know, that's a person who coordinates social services and activities at our building. So, you know, they help direct. I'm usually there. So we have, you know, we have staff who can, you know, kind of help and even, you know, take that person if, you know, it seems that, you know, they've got a lot of questions or a lot of comments. And, you know, we can kind of help keep that on track so that, yeah, you know, the whole thing isn't railroaded off.
And we appreciate that. And again, I know she needs her time. When is this taking place? I know you said it's from 6:30 to 7:30, but is there a particular night of the month?
It is. It's always the third Wednesday of the month. So
okay.
Our next meeting will be Wednesday, April 16th.
So the third Wednesday. And then if someone wanted to get more information about the Dementia Dialogues or about, you know, Harrison Terrace in general, Terry, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always. We would love to have people stop by the building. We love to, you know, show our building. We're unique.
Surprise visits are okay.
Surprise visits are awesome.
Okay.
You know, we love to show people the building, the programming that's going on. They can always phone us. Area code 317-353-6270 is the building number. They can always go to our website, ascseniorcare.com, and then they can specifically search for Harrison Terrace. You can also like us on Facebook. Our name is Harrison Terrace. Like our page and follow us there. You'll see a lot of different activities and programming that we have going on in addition to the Dementia Dialogue.
Fantastic. Terry House, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Tina.
And again, if you want to get in touch with Terry, you can find her at ascseniorcare.com and search for Harrison Terrace or like them on Facebook and follow along and see when these Dementia Dialogues are coming up. So I hope you'll join them. It sounds like a great program. I'll look forward to trying to be a part of that as well. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.